good espresso.
Oh, come on, man.
Get out of here.
Oh, you call yourselves college men?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Denny.
What's up, Denny?
Sit down. Lou was just regaling us with a tale from art class.
Oh, okay, let's start at the beginning.
All right. Well, our teacher said we'd be doing some nature portraits, right? Mm-hmm. I figured we'd be doing some flowers or a basket of fruit. In walks this model wearing a bathrobe.
Guy or girl?
Hey, man, I wouldn't be telling this story if it was a guy.
All right, Lou, get to the bathrobe. Did it come off?
Hey, man, I wouldn't be telling this story if it didn't come off.
To think I spent my morning studying the molecular structure of carbon.
Yeah, well, anyway, she unties the bathrobe.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. Justine just walked in here with some guy.
Oh, she's been in here with him a couple of times. Mm-hmm.
She has?
Yeah.
I think his name is Scott. I saw the two of them coming out of a movie together last week.
You did?
Yeah, I saw them in the library studying.
What?
From the same book they were studying.
Guy has been hanging around my woman and no one tells me about it?
Hey, man, we figured you didn't want to hear that.
We thought the news would be painful to your male psyche.
You guys are supposed to be my friends. You're supposed to let me know what's going on. Now, if I saw somebody running around with one of your girlfriends, I'd run and tell you guys.
I don't have a girlfriend.
And I already know my girl's going out with four other guys anyway.
Yo, don't jump to any conclusions. Maybe Justine isn't serious about it.
I don't know. He looks like he's scoring some pretty big points to me.
Yeah, looks that way to me, too.
You better go over there and put that fire out before the flames get higher.
I think I will.
And then, right, the professor put the book on the table and said, if any of you can write like this, then I want to sign up for your class.
Scott, you tell such good stories.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I don't think you're supposed to be sitting there.
I'm sorry. I thought this table wasn't taken.
Scott, this is Theo.
Hey, Theo.
So I assume you know who I am.
Yes, you just said your name was Theo.
That's not who I am. That's just my name. Who I am is Justine's boyfriend.
Hey, Justine, you didn't tell me you had a boyfriend.
Oh, you didn't?
Theo, you know we're free to date other people. That's the way you said you wanted it.
Look, my friend.
There are about a million other women on this campus that you could be hitting on.
And I guess you would know because I've seen you hitting on quite a few yourself.
You have?
That's not the issue here.
Justine, do you want me to leave?
No.
Goodbye, pal. What? I said goodbye.
All right, fine. Let's go. Outside now.
I'm not fighting you.
Oh, what's wrong? Are you scared?
Hey, man, let me tell you
something. Stop it. Nobody is going outside. Theo, I can't believe you.
Me? What about him, Justine? He won't even fight for your honor.
Maybe I prefer that in a man. Scott, let's go someplace where the people aren't behaving like they're wearing animal skins.
Fine with me.
Theo, call me someday when you're acting your age.
So how'd it go?
The guy left, didn't he?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, it is so cold out there.
Yes.
You know, I went outside today with just my coat and scarf on, and when I stepped outside, this freezing gust of wind from the north came in. Well, actually, it might have been from the west, but I really can't tell because we don't have a weather vane. We have a bird feeder. But the birds aren't even there because they all went south. Actually, they all didn't go south because I still see some of them around. I don't know what their problem is. But anyway, do you think it's going to snow?
Thank you.
Well, is Vanessa upstairs?
Oh, Vanessa will not be here until late, late tonight, hon.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Well, give her a message for me. Tell her that I went to the library to pick up the book on Edgar Allan Poe. You know, the one about the raven and the nevermore, nevermore. Well, anyway, I wanted to do The Pit and the Pendulum, but you know, it's just too scary. I mean, scary movies are one thing, because you can always turn your face away. But when you're reading a book, you can't turn your face away. You can turn the pages, but the words are always still there. Anyway, you know, I think it really is going to snow anyway, because when it snows, it's really wet and damp outside, and it's not right now. I wish I knew how to cross-country ski.
Thank you.
Now, do you remember what you're going to tell Vanessa?
You're going to over to the restaurant to have some ribs with Edgar Allan Poe at a place called the Pit and the Pendulum, and you'll be there until the snow comes because it's wet and moist outside.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye,
honey. Bye-bye.
I think I'm... How are you doing, Dr.
Spillane? How are you, sir?
Is Theo home? We have to speak to him.
Theo is upstairs doing his homework. I don't want to interrupt him unless it's an emergency of some sort.
It's of an urgent nature.
All right, go ahead. Say, Lou, you want to rest your hat?
Sorry, this doesn't leave my head.
What, you have no top to your head? I'm sorry, I lost my head.
Come in.
Theo, my friend, your problems are behind you. Who's the one man you want to get rid of, but you can't?
Scott.
Yeah, the guy who's stealing your girlfriend.
Well, we know how to get rid of him. Read this ad in the West End News.
Dr. Lotus, licensed practitioner of the spiritual sciences, cures illness, ends feuds, makes unwanted people go away. Results guaranteed. 27 years at the same location. You guys, this sounds like a voodoo doctor.
Theo, you're in a desperate situation. You have to do something.
I have to concur that the situation is getting bleak. We were at the student center and we spotted Scott and Justine sharing a waffle ice cream cone.
And they only had one spoon.
I've got to do something about this guy.
Look, Dr. Lotus.
Do you really think you could do something?
Hey, my Aunt Ruth once knew a man who owed another man a lot of money and he wouldn't pay him back. So he went to a guy like Dr. Lotus, and the next day, the other guy grew a donkey's tail, and his ears tripled in size. I mean, they were flapping against his shoulders and everything. Someone definitely, definitely put the whammy on him.
So what do you say, Theo? Are you going to see Dr. Lotus?
Howard, what do you think?
I've read about these things in anthropology, and I've seen documentaries on people who practice the occult. They seem confident about their powers.
So you think this stuff works?
Well, being a believer in empiricism, naturally I'm skeptical. On the other hand, I don't want to say anything against these people for fear I'll wake up one morning with my arms and legs reversed.
Hey, Mom, hey, Dad.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Dad, ask you guys something.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was upstairs with the guys. I'm working on a project about unexplained phenomena. Mm-hmm. Now, as a doctor, Dad, have you ever seen something happen to someone that you couldn't explain?
Like what?
Like a guy growing a donkey tail and his ears growing so large they flop against his shoulders.
No, I've never seen anything like that. But if you're talking about a growth malady, but generally these things can be medically explained.
But have you ever witnessed something that you just could not explain medically?
There was a friend of my grandmother's who was at the house. I was in high school playing football. I had a blow that was struck to this muscle here. I could not run and I could not play. The game was the next day. The woman looked at me and said, go upstairs, bring down the camphorated oil, the sock you're going to wear, and a copper penny. I brought it down. She poured the camphorated oil over the sock, did a swipe like that, put the penny on it, wrapped the sock around it. So I went to sleep, and the pain was gone.
Camphorated oil and a penny.
Theo, I knew this woman named Mrs. Minerva.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, Mrs. Minerva's husband was dead. So she used to tip around the graveyard in her slippers so she wouldn't wake up the people she didn't know. Every night, Mrs. Minerva could be found tipping around the graveyard in her slippers saying, Albert! Albert! It's me, Clara! Now, I don't know why, but at that very moment, the wind would start to blow.
Well, did Albert ever come back?
No, because he was dead.
And the other thing was, if you looked at her, everybody said you would get a sty on your eye.
I got a sty in my eye once.
From looking at her?
Well, the doctor said it was because I had dirt in my eye, but I knew
that it was Mrs.
I Minerva. Bet you at one time you saw her maybe in the market and didn't know you were looking at her.
That's right.
One thing she hated was you could not roller skate past her house. Remember that?
That's right.
And Ronald Brown.
Yes.
Remember Ronald Brown?
Yes.
I said to Ronald, don't go past there, Ronald. And Ronald went roller skating past it. And Ronald could skate. And don't you know, as soon as he hit where her house was, bam, he hit the ground. And we said, uh-huh, she's got you. So that's the thing. Well, now, why did he come down here and ask us something? And see, that's why these children don't learn anything.
Now, Mrs. Clark, if you do what I say, your husband will come back to you within 6 months. I guarantee my results, or you'll get your money back. I've been at this location for 27 years, so I'm not going anywhere. And no one asked me to. Goodbye. Come in.
Dr. Lotus?
Yes, I'm Dr. Lotus. You gentlemen seek my assistance?
I do. Oh, we're just as friends.
Oh, well, make yourselves comfortable. Don't touch that.
Yes, sir.
No problem. Just be careful. There are many powerful objects in here.
I see that. What's this?
Oh, money elixir. Say you need money. You sprinkle this on the shoes of the man you want money from, and he will give it to you.
Wait, wait, wait. Does this actually work?
I have documented proof, if you'd like.
Don't need it. Hey, Doc, what's this?
Locator powder. If you lose something, you sprinkle this on the spot where you usually keep it, and within 2 weeks you will find it. I sell a lot of this to old people who can't find their glasses.
What does this do?
This is the stand I put the powder on. So, young man, what can I do to help you?
I have a problem.
Of what nature? Love, legal, money? Do you have a disease?
Oh, no, no, no. I don't have a disease. But there's this guy, Scott. And he's trying to bird dog my girlfriend. You know, move in on her?
You see, we want you to take care of this guy.
What do you want me to do to the gentleman?
Well, get him, you know, make his arms turn into lobster claws.
That would be good. Then maybe you can make a tree grow out of his neck.
Yeah, and then make his head catch on fire.
So you'd like something painful.
That's right.
Perhaps even copious amounts of blood.
Okay.
Sorry, son, I don't hurt people.
Really? You should have said that in the ad.
So, how are you going to help Theo?
Well, I don't have to harm the gentleman. It seems to me what is required here is something to make Scott go away.
What do you mean, go away?
I mean, send him to another state, perhaps even another country.
You can really do that?
Most certainly. I have documented proof.
How do you do it?
I take this chicken foot and cover it with vinegar. Then I write Scott's name backwards on sheet parchment. I burn the sheet parchment and sprinkle the ashes over the chicken foot. And Scott will go away and he will know why.
Perfect.
And the cost of this service is $800.
$800?
That's the cost. I guarantee my results or you'll get your money back. I've been at this location for 27 years. So I'm not going anywhere. And no one's asked me to.
$800 is a little higher than I expected.
Well, you can shop around for a better price, but I know you'll be back.
Theo, I know how you can get the money. Dr. Lotus, what about the money elixir? The stuff you sprinkle on the people's shoes to get the money? How much does that cost?
$250.
$250 for the money elixir, $800 to make Scott go away. This spiritual stuff is expensive.
You're looking at 27 years experience, same location. I'm not going anywhere, and no one's asked me to.
Well, I don't have $800. What do you think you could do to Scott for $25?
Yeah.
$25.
I could give him a runny nose.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
I need to ask you a question, Dad.
Talk to me, my son.
Now, I don't usually come to you for money, but this one is important.
How much?
I need $800.
What for?
I just need it.
How long have you known me? No, what I'm saying is, when have you known me to just shell out $800 for something that I know nothing about? Just give you $800.
So you're not going to give it to me?
Absolutely not.
I understand if you don't want to give me $800. But I can get what I need for just $250.
No.
But, Dad, come on, I need the money, please.
Oh, I mean, I want you to tell me what this is all about. What is it for?
I can't tell you what it's for.
What do you mean you can't tell me what it's for? You want $250, right? Okay, is it for a surprise birthday party? But no, it can't be, because you wouldn't spend that much on me.
I want a guy to go away.
You want to buy an airplane ticket for somebody?
No, you see, there's this guy who's after Justine. Now, Dad, they've been to the cafe together. They've been to the library together, studied from the same book. They've been to the movies together, and I don't want him around.
So you can buy the guy off?
No. But for $800, Dr. Lotus can make sure he goes away.
Dr. Lotus?
Dr. Lotus is a specialist in spiritual sciences. Now, for $800, he'll take a chicken's foot, pour some vinegar on it, sprinkle some burnt stuff all over it, and Scott will go away from Justine. Better yet, he will even know why.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I was dating your mother. There was a guy who kept hitting on your mother. I went to the guy and I said, look, man, leave her alone. I'm dating her. We are serious. The guy said, this is a free world. I can do what I want. I said, you can do what you want, but you won't be able to see. And so I told my great-grandfather about it. My great-grandfather took me into the kitchen, just like we're in now. Now, I'm telling you, what he did worked. Now, you want to try it?
Sure.
Okay. Now, pay attention. Here we go. And these things are very, very simple. They're all right here, and it's going to work, I'm telling you. And I did exactly what my grandfather said, and the guy, bingo, success. Take your coat off. Okay.
Are you sure this is going to work for me?
Am I not married to your mother?
No, all right.
Just put your hands out like this. Hold that like this. Now, this is exactly the way it happened. Here we go. There you go now. Just fold them and put them together, because I got to read these.
Yeah, this is it.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Is it working?
Okay, now open it up. Open it. There you go. Now turn it. Just hold them like that. Now, oh, I'm reading them. Reading the beans. Ah, yeah. All right, now put your face right over the bowl. Face right over the bowl. There you go. Now, hold still. There you go. There you go. Ah, yeah. Bring it on down that way. Ah, hold it like that now. All right. Here we go. All right, now hold tight. Hold tight. It's coming.
Dad,
no. Yes,
Dad,
sir.
Is this working?
It's working. The beans, I'm trying to read them.
being say, you must say the following thing three times. I will pay more attention to my woman.
I will pay more attention to my woman. I will pay more attention to my woman. I'll pay more attention. Okay, Dad. I got it. Dad? Dad? Okay, Dad. Hi, Justine. Yeah, this is Steel. Do you mind if I come over and talk to you? All right. I need about a half an hour to clean up. Bye.
Show was taped before a studio audience.